My name is A, M, A to the R U. I know I took a break, but now I'm back again. Hey, what? I'm so cool, right? Hey, Sunshine is here and his... Yay! Welcome to season two, my loves. We're back. Hey, I'm back. I'm really, really excited to be back. So, I took a social media break. If you've been following me on Instagram, you know that it was a very spontaneous decision that I decided to take a break. So, between last episode and this episode, I took some time away to just kind of refresh myself, reflect, upgrade. So, this is version, 30.0 that you're listening to right now. I'm really big on just personal development and just growing. Growth is so important to me. And so I took some time off to just kind of have some quiet and reflect, assess the last couple of months. My son turned one on 10th of June, and that was huge for me. I was super emotional. It's just crazy to think about how the time flies by. And so it was really nice to kind of take a break just before then. So I took a break right around the beginning of June, so the week before my son's birthday. And that was really great for me because it just allowed me to be able to just be present and be around and just soak in what has been the last year of my life that has been so life-changing, so life-altering, so intense. I've had so many highs, so many lows. And, you know, as I was approaching my son's first birthday, I realized that I could feel a shift. I could feel myself coming into a new season. And I wanted to honor that. Yeah, so thank you for waiting, you know, for all of you wonderful people that have just stuck around in between the break. And now that I'm back, I would like to share some lessons that I learned during my break. So just before I went on the break, I hired a VA. So a VA is a virtual assistant, and that's somebody that I hired to support me with my business and the different projects that I'm doing now that I'm coming back into the space. So now that I'm coming back into the space that I'm ready to start to create more again, I'm ready to reopen the doors of my business as well and start to really work again, to do paid work again is the more accurate thing to say, because anyone that's been a parent knows that parenting is such crazy thankless work. It's so much hard work. So I have been working my butt off the last couple of months, but it's only around now that I'm getting back into paid work. And as that's been happening, I became aware of just how spread thin I was feeling, you know. So in between when I got pregnant and now, I went through just really not having the drive. I went through a depression. I went through a really, really dark season of my life that birthed projects that were not part of my life before the pregnancy. So the Mama's Circle, Mamas in Zurich, and all of the accompanying projects that are around those two communities are new things that did not exist before I had my baby. And also the Amaru podcast as well, is even though it was already in my heart and on my mind, and you know, it was already in the making behind the scenes the months before I got pregnant, it really got birthed after I had my baby. And so now, kind of going back into what my life looked like before the baby, is almost impossible, because now I have three new things on my plate alongside a bunch of other things that have come attached to these new projects and other blessings. And so that's something that I became aware of. It took me a long time to care again about anything else. All I cared about was just motherhood. All I cared about was talking to other moms, community, because that saved my life. the Mama's Circle saved my life. If it wasn't for the Mama's Circle, I don't know if I would still be here, because I really was very, very depressed around the time when I birthed the community. And that community has given me so much strength, has given me so much support through one of the most life-altering seasons of my life. And in the course of kind of growing with the community and building it together with the team that I've been blessed to have, I just in the journey of that, I just kind of have grown a strong responsibility to the mamas who held my hand through one of the darkest seasons of my life, and also all the challenges I've become aware of now being a mom, and just all the things I get to hear about every day through the WhatsApp chat community of the Mama's Circle, for example, or through private conversations from new friends. I have new friends, internet mom friends, that I got to discover again through the Mama's Circle, and some through my Instagram. So this just been, my life looks very differently now than it did before I had a baby. And I think part of this social media break particularly was to kind of stop and unpack that and honor that and kind of simmer a little bit on just what my life looks like right now, how I feel about it, and where I see myself going. So I want to share with you just a few things that I learned that I want to share from this break. So one of them is that it's so important. It's so, so, so important to stop and analyze what's been working and what's working right now or not working. So what worked for me before I had a baby was I could just stay up super late nights. I could work nonstop on a project. So just before I had the baby, I was working on launching an online course, which I ended up not doing due to the pregnancy. If you've read my ebook, you know about how my health suffered, etc. You know about this story. But if you haven't read it, So basically, I was on the verge of launching an online course and online products for my personal brand coaching business before my brain started to slow down, and then my passion went with it, and just my ability to function in many ways just left with that. And so before all of that happened, I was basically able to, I had a routine. So I had a very clear sense of what my weeks looked like. Tuesdays and Thursdays were for emails. And I basically worked nonstop in the gaps in between. I could tell you, I have to think a bit more to remember the specifics of what my life looked like. But basically back then I could just power through. I could work nonstop if I needed to through the day, through the night. I mean, not, I slept at some point, but I could kind of go in overdrive, and I built my own course websites. I built my own websites. I did so many things by myself. Before I had a baby, I learned a lot of things and I could just learn a thing and do it, right? After having a baby, I'm spread so thin. So right now I'm in the course of developing an app that will be coming out, God willing, next month. And it's an app for the mamas in Zurich community, which is basically, I'll tell you a bit more about it. But so it's an app I'm creating for mamas in Zurich. And me before the pregnancy would have just built it myself. And there's amazing no-code tools now that you could use. But me after the baby just has way too many more important things going on that sitting down to take time to learn how to build an app myself is just time that I don't, that's way too precious, and time that I actually don't have. In between taking care of my son, in between learning German, I'm taking classes right now for learning German, in between just trying to stay sane amidst the very, very, very demanding job that mothering is, in between trying to just keep my relationship thriving, trying to keep time for my lovely husband, and just like, gosh, relationships change after you have a baby, but in between just trying to keep time to be able to reconnect and still stay in love and just, you know, have moments for ourselves, let alone time for myself to stay sane and not like go crazy or burn out. I can't do it anymore. And I think that's something I did. I think from the outside looking in, it might seem super obvious. It might be like, yeah, duh, Amaru, you can't just like have a baby and still be able to do everything you used to do before. I can't just say, hey, I'm going to work all through the day and finish this project and finish this deadline. I have so many interruptions. There's days when my son, all he wants to do is just sit on my boob and be with me. And there's days when all he wants to do is not sit on my boob and be with me. Instead, he wants to like go and go into the bathroom, go into the office, pull cables, and just do everything that I would rather he not do. And basically, if I stop him, he just starts crying. So I have to like go after him. And there's days when all he wants to do is be outside. So I can't take my laptop with me. So I can't work on those things. And so there's, my life looks like so, there's so many, other variables now in my life that the pre-baby Amaru, who would have just been like, what do you mean? Like an app? Wait, there's no code. Amazing. Let's figure out this. Let's take the next couple of days nonstop dragging, dropping, watching tutorials, figuring things out. That Amaru just, she can't function and thrive in this season because the Amaru of this season forgot to have lunch and now her baby needs to eat. And so she needs to cook for her baby. And she is behind on her German homework, which is like due tomorrow. And she now got a gig to perform and needs to schedule a rehearsal at a time when her husband can have the baby or her mother-in-law can have the baby so she can rehearse. Or like, gosh, there's so many different things going on with the Amaru post-baby that the Amaru pre-baby didn't have to think about. Pre-baby, I would just be like, oh, I need to do this. And I really just had to check with my husband if even, you know, like if there was just to check if we did we already have plans? Do we not have plans? Awesome. Then I just plan what I need to do. Now I have to check where's the baby going to be or the gosh, there's so many other variables. And so it seems super obvious, but a lesson that kind of sunk in a bit more during this break was that I have changed. My life has changed and therefore my strategy and my tactics and the way I approach my life and my business needs to change. And so yeah, I just want to share that with you. I don't know what season you're in or if you've gone through any life changes, but I think it's super important ever so often to stop and assess, like, especially if we're adamant about like growing and developing personally, I think it's so important to be able to stop and be like, okay, so the thing I'm doing now, is this like last season or is this still current and functional and wise and the way to go right now? You know, that song by Black Eyed Peas, like, you're so 2000 and late, I'm so 2008, gonna get that boom, boom, pow. Basically, like, are you 2000 and late or are you 2008? So yeah, I just want to challenge you to reflect on that. So that's one lesson. The second one, I just like to share two tips normally. So the second one for that I want to share with you today, that's a lesson that's come from this time away, is that it's a bit linked to the first one, actually. It's okay to stop. It's okay to stop. And this is a really, really hard one for me to even say and admit because my impulse is the complete opposite. So in high school, I used to be a sprinter and that means like 100 meter races. Yo, I was fast. And that is my jam. I talk fast. I move fast. I just love the thrill of like, we're going, you know, I love the thrill of motion. And I tend to just want to like do so many things. I get a thrill from juggling multiple things, like, and then I love the feeling of like, I'm ahead. I'm competitive in that way. I'm super competitive. I realize this in that way. I'm super competitive and I just love the feeling that I'm ahead. And so stopping is kind of stopping does not really serve those things, right? So stopping typically means that I feel like I'm being left behind. Stopping feels like I feel like I'm losing time. Stopping feels like I'm going too slow. But I have to tell you, and that's why these pauses that now I have now decided I will take a pause every quarter. So I will take I will take 3 months off in a year. Is that true? 4 months off? I forget my math. I just, I, I remember going through this, but now I forgot again. So I've decided that in the first quarter of the year, I will take 1 month off social media. The next quarter of the year, I'll take another, like basically before the start of any quarter, I will always take a 1 month social media break. That's now a decision I've made. And I love this decision. Until I discover a way that works better, I will update you. But for now, I've decided that I think that's the way to go, is just have that month to force myself to stop. And why I want to say tip number two is it's important to stop, is that I see so much more clearly after stopping. There's something about motion. It's amazing, like that sprint. But also, if we're just constantly going, it's so easy to leave things behind. It's so easy to forget what's really important. And I have to tell you, during this pause and leading up to like deciding to pause, I realized that I had been going about certain things completely wrong. One, for example, is that I was under this pressure in my mind of trying to strategize and generate enough revenue to have somebody else take care of our son as much as possible, or to have somebody, basically I was looking at it all wrong. I was thinking, how can I get as much time as possible away from my son so I can, how can I make enough money so I can get as much time away from my son so I can work? That was my thinking. And somehow in pausing, I realized, wait a minute, that's so twisted. Why do I want a lot of time away from my son? It's like, oh, so I can work. Why do I want a lot of time to work? Oh, so I can generate. So it's twofold. One, again, because the work I'm choosing is work that I'm so deeply passionate about. It's so I can accomplish what I feel my purpose is on this world, which is like through my work. So it's like living, so I can live out my purpose and get the fulfillment that comes from doing that while generating revenue, which to me, it's so important that the two are the same side of the coin. I want to generate revenue from living out my purpose. And so, because then I will just do it with all my heart and then it pays the bills. Amazing. That's the dream. And that's a life I'm going after. That's why I'm an entrepreneur. And so basically it was like, yeah, so I can generate revenue and so I can accomplish my purpose. And I thought, wait a minute, but where does this leave my son in all of this? Because even though it's taking me so much longer to really like grasp this, my son is a big part of my purpose now. It wasn't a purpose before, like before I had a baby, pre-baby Amaru, my baby, I called my projects, my music, my songs, I always called it my babies, but now I have an actual baby, and that's it's like my most important baby. And then the projects, the things, the businesses, the ideas, these are also my children, but like my firstborn, my heir, my most prized possession is my baby, is Sunshine, is the baby I have now, you know? And that's, it seems so obvious, but that's really taking adjusting for me to really have that reality sink in for me, but also have that reality be reflected in my choices and reflected in the way I structure my life. And so stopping really was so helpful for me. And it's an ongoing, it's not like a do and done thing. It's still work in progress, but it really helped me assess a little bit. Again, going back to the first thing of like, what are things that worked before that just won't work for where I'm at right now and where I'm going? And one of them is like, I need to swap my lens a little bit. Like, what is the most important thing and build around it? And that feeds into why I decided to hire a VA. And, you know, and that's a decision I made just before I took the break. But I think the break helped me really solidify that concept of how much of my work can I subcontract? How many systems can I build within my work to allow me more time to spend with what's most important? And so that's kind of the energy I'm moving forward with. And I hope that those lessons can also speak to you in whatever season you're in. I hope that you can kind of get some gems from that. Anyways, so that's my little 2 cents from my social media break. And yeah, and now, back on track with the plan, the promise, which is in season two, I'm really excited to start to share and introduce you to some people in my life and share lessons from their own life and just encouragement, inspiration, support for you on how to get past your insecurities in pursuing the dreams in your heart. And I really want to involve some people because I'm so blessed with such an incredible circle of friends and chosen family that have so much to share, and I can't wait to kind of bring those conversations to you on this podcast so you can get to learn from the people that I'm close with and get, you know, yeah, listen in on some of the conversations. Hey, until the next episode, with all of my heart, Amara Kung.